If you fed a mule well, you could give him to work.
Oh, yeah. You have to train him.
But if you fed him well, you could give him to work.
You got to learn him just like any other animal. Human, dog, cow, whatever, you got to be trained.
Mm-hmm. Now the wheel on the wagon had the hub, and then the spokes went out of that into a wooden
rim.
And then you had a metal what around that? You were a blacksmith. Did you used to make those things?
Oh yeah. I never did make wheels. I would just work with iron. I didn't make no wheels. I wasn't a wheel right.
Metal hoops,
yeah. I've welded them in. That was before acetylene electricity come.
And you welded with just hot fire?
Hot fire.
To
cold
make
wind. Bellows.
To weld those?
You got to watch it when you melt. When your metal gets to the right stage, that you see that hot metal is melting, and it's time for you to stick it together. You take two bolts. Where you take a bolt, if you've got a bolt, it's not long enough. You get you another bolt. When you stick it in the fire, you get it hot. And you mash the end of them down, just kind of slope it. You stick them in the fire there. But before you do that, you get them hot, you bounce them down to swell the end of it up. Swell it up. Then you get it hot again and you just taper it off. Hammer it and flatten down. You stick both of them in the fire there. You got to have a helper to do that. You take one and he'll take one, you're out to the anvil. Place one on top of the other, then you go to hammering. Molten hot. It'll stick together. You got your bolt. Simple.
How did you get it on the wood? On the wood. When you heat the rim up?
Oh, you mean to put the rim on the wagon? Well, yeah, but you wouldn't get it too hot because you'd burn the wood. Heat, it expands. Metal will expand. I believe 1 inch, an eighth, I can't remember. I believe it's an eighth of an inch to every 2 foot, don't remember. When you heat a piece of metal, it'll expand. Well, you don't want to get it hot enough. You take that thing, say you got a forge there with a fire in it, and you get that thing and you got somebody helping, you got tongs to hold it. And you just kind of keep rolling it through that fire till it gets, well, you kind of you got pat it, you know, when it's too hot. It's so hot, well, you take that thing and you got your wheel laying down there. You slip it down on it. Well, then you got a water hose there, you put the water to it to cool it off and it'll stick to it. Now, the proper way is, of course, that rim has got holes in it from the floor. If you've made a new rim, wood sprocket, what is it? Rim goes on there.